This is CliffCentral.com.
I like that. Friday this February 19, 2018.
This thing's good. You know what I wanted to do? Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanksgiving, where we look at each other and we go, I appreciate you. And then I say something
nice,
what I appreciate.
Which would be a nice change of pace.
Thanks. Thanks. And then, Eric, what time does this thing start?
Just now.
Okay. Have you noticed that? What is that one?
No, that's his one because he shouts.
Oh, right.
No, I don't.
Because of your gymming and shouting at other people, hey, have you got the 17?
Are you done with those? Are you done with those 45s?
Yeah, so you need to just.
Gym music is too loud. It's like being
in
a club.
10%.
It's like being in a club with no drinks.
Pardon?
Just protein shake.
Come here often. What's your name?
Yeah, what the 17th?
Oh, did that guy from the podcast?
Yeah, I'm using the bench press.
When does it start?
Just now.
Okay, cool. We're trying to get Gareth Cliff to end his show off by going, and coming up at 9 o'clock.
He does.
Or something. But he doesn't say it like it's
he doesn't say it like he
their
means
their podcast
it.
Will start just now. He's got to say, coming up just now. Because on my email, it'll say, you checked your mail just now. So even Apple knows. Did you just check your mail just now?
I'm part of this podcast life, baby.
Checked your mail just now.
So mainstream.
Am I loud as well?
No, you are.
So welcome, man. Friday, it's good. You know what I've Thanksgiving-wise?
Yes.
I appreciate that we do this. We don't get paid to do this.
Yes.
We get in our cars.
Yes.
I drive from the East Rand.
Same, yeah.
Same.
20, 30 minutes to get here.
Yes.
You come probably further.
From the Vauxbugs.
So this is a bit of an East Rand vibe.
It's a full-on East Rand.
Well, I call Modafontein the... West,
even
East.
You.
I mean, you could call it what you want.
Alessa also drives from
Alessa
the
also, hey?
But not just
you get a bit of a remuneration for this.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I also like the fact that Alessa sticks around until she knows we cannot fuck this up.
Yeah.
So she's here to the end. Yeah.
She's gonna hang around and until you stop shouting.
Someone told us about the podcast. She said you guys ramble, but then every now and then. I bring it back.
Hey, look, we have a guest.
You're the one that brings it back.
Ben, hello.
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late.
You know what's nice is that a person knows that we're floundering and says, I will help that podcast.
Why does it smell like DPs in here? It's like a 14-year-old rugby team in here.
Ooh, can you organize that?
No, I sprained my neck this morning. So I woke up to whiplash.
Jeez,
did you wake up too quickly? Did you just...
Yeah, I just... Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
But the fact that you've got deep heat in your...
No, he's got deep heat.
I happen to have it because I hurt my neck. It's a trend. So you need to hurt your neck now.
You know what's nice?
Speaking of sore neck,
on
did
the
you
show
know...
today. Yeah, sore necks.
Did you know that between 80 and 100 Germans die every year from masturbation?
80 and 100 at the
between
same time?
Between 80 to 100 Germans every single year die of masturbation.
Why have they specifically targeted Germans? Surely that should be a everyone rate.
No. Dave, we don't all have time to go from country to country and say, right, who died from having a wank?
I'll put in the time.
What were you doing?
That's quite, it does smell like DP now.
No, yeah.
That's quite a statistic. Time. I like that. And it's also nice that it's between 80 and 100. So there's that guy that survived.
You get like really good years, and then you get years that maybe weren't so good.
If you're 81 and you go to work and you've got that look, you say, what happened? You won't believe it, I nearly died.
Yeah, I was almost a statistic. But even better to that, the ages range from 13 to 79.
Yes, a statistic.
So when it's you're so 12, bad. You know 30. Better, and when you're 80, you've got over it.
That's quite a range of age
I
as
think
well.
That's your
the
10,
cool statistic
hours.
Is that Ben looks for this kind of knowledge. It comes on our show, and then we don't go on your sports show
look, there's
go,
actually, there's
five guys died playing cricket.
No, there's actually a reason I'm here. I just thought, you know, because I've got a meeting in about 2 minutes.
Okay. So the voice you're hearing is Ben Kopinski. Hi. Does the Follow the Bounce, and you've got also your own... The sports show is that.
Yeah, so I'm head of sports here at Cliff Central.
No one knows that. No one knows what that means. It's provocative.
Well, it's true though.
They have a head of sport.
Yeah, it's me.
And also, you're a writer as well, so you sometimes write the news that you can use.
Every day I do.
Every day.
Every day.
It's prolific.
Look, Dave, I'm not here to promote myself, really.
No, but I'm here to find out. Can you tell Eric how to write a news article?
No, it's a personal. It's
you know
a personal
what I mean?
Thing.
Let me discover for myself what you're here to do, Ben. Is
so, guys. I'm emceeing a gig tonight in the East Rand. So I was hoping for like a couple of opening liners from you guys, just a couple of throw things out there. We're looking at quite a sophisticated audience, you know. Greenstone, so Edenvale.
That's my village.
Yeah, that's his
which place?
Scarlet Ribbon.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. Okay, here's your deal. It's very big. It's a large room.
No, it's a large crowd.
So you need to be talking with your hands a lot. Be like, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to be here.
Gesturations.
Some people, hopefully none of you died of masturbation today.
Dave, I'm looking for something a bit better than that. I mean,
any Germans in the house?
No, he needs to help you. I'm from Boxburg. There we like still 10 years behind. The Gangnam Style is still late where I'm from.
I suggest... like stagecraft. You're going to need some more. Your voice and your joke's not big enough. So I'm suggesting maybe
That's why I'm asking you guys, because, I mean, this is what you guys do.
This is your opening music.
Where are you from?
Come on stage to this.
Like, just region-wise. North, south, east, west.
Eric, I live close to here. I live in Parkmore.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's what I'm asking.
This is so cool. Get to know the staff at Cliff Central.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right.
What we do normally here, Ben, is we go around the room and see what you've been doing.
Give the man some opening lines, man.
I'm thinking.
He's got a meeting.
It can't be immediate. I've got to know what you're doing. Is it a corporate event?
It's a corporate event.
Are they sporting people?
No, it's not a sporting event. It's a motor industry event.
Okay.
Look, I'm excited about this. I mean, I've got a game plan in mind.
Getting paid.
I just thought that I would get, like, you know, professional input here.
All right, so you got to talk about...
Might have walked into the wrong room.
You got to talk about some car issues, but don't mock their brand.
Obviously.
So you'd say, I've been... upgrading, and you kind of self-deprecate a bit yourself. So, like, I don't want to brag, but I drive
Uber.
You say I drive Uber. It's one of the best cars I've ever
Toyota
had.
Toyota Uber.
The motor plan's brilliant. If it breaks down, they just send you another one.
Yeah, you just get back in your app.
There you go. So you can do some self-deprecating stuff, and then also let them know that you're in good hands. You're gonna have a great evening.
Okay.
And you hypnotize them.
Dave, my meeting's here. I've got to go.
Man, you have a meeting.
It's a very important meeting, Dave.
Can you go outside there and manage? Can you get a... Don't you have like a blow-up guest?
They're just going to sit here in shock, Dalton.
Thanks, Dave. That was amazing advice. I'm going to...
We'll help you when we leave you. We're going to be thinking
the
about
nice thing
it.
Is,
the
rest hi, guys. Of the As you leave, we're going to say... What,
thanks, Ben.
What a chop. How's he getting corporates? So, Eric, what have you been doing?
I have been doing the gigs and the stuffs and the things. On Tuesday, I did the Soul Shack in Boxburg.
See, there's an East End vibe.
It was nice.
Was it nice? Did you headline? Nice. Did you host?
I did the... Actually, yeah, I did headline. I headlined first half.
Okay, cool. Let's call it that, because that's what the comedians are calling it. I headlined first half.
No, I didn't headline.
Of all the open mics, I headlined.
Yes. I closed... I closed first half. It was nice. Al Rogers was hosting. Joe Parker headlined. So there were two...
The Soul Shack.
Soul Shack, man.
I feel bad now saying no.
I left.
The guy phoned me and said, Dave, someone's pulled out. Can you do a Soul Shack? I was like, that place is horrible. The last time I was there, I ended up in a police
cell. Yeah, you got arrested.
No one with self-respect would play there.
Yeah, and then I'm like, Al Rogers and Joe Parker. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Al Rogers, Joe Parker. I did that on Tuesday. It was nice. There were two open spots before me.
Because it is organized by Sean and...
Clay Brass. Clay. Yes, that is correct.
I get worried about Clay.
Just
as a human.
Worry about people.
Cleanliness-wise.
He's got a cockroach tattooed on his groin region. So.
Yeah, and he's also not clean.
Because he shows us during his set.
He's cycling
not
blister.
Not even,
and
yeah.
So that you've been doing
No, not even cycling blister. It's just like on top. It's like, look, blister. I got...
Just for those who don't know, if you're listening from overseas,
a cycling blister
is your nutsack.
When you just whoop out one testicle.
But you squeeze it like
you
that.
Squeeze. Yeah. So you basically hurt yourself for the enjoyment of
someone
else.
That's how you do comedy. I wish Ben was here now.
Yeah. We were saying, whip out your nuts.
Pain.
Take your nuts out.
If all else fails, Ben, and this is for anyone MCing, sucking blister.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, so I did Soul Shack on Tuesday. I did Gig and Beagle on Wednesday, which was a bit more...
The one here, also in the East.
Difficult.
Was it difficult? Because they're not interested.
No. They were interested, but there was a lot going on in the bar, and it was raining.
Oh, man.
And through my set, it started pouring.
And that East End, that rains there.
You know what I mean?
Lightning and thunder.
Yeah.
Who else was on?
Mojack, Leoko hosted, Tatsun Konzo, and Bongani Dube.
That's a cool lineup.
Yes.
Yeah. Bongani Dube, 18, 25, 30, 40 minutes?
30 minutes, yeah. Yeah, did 30 minutes.
A quick hour and a half.
You know what I mean?
Just a
solid hour and a half.
Okay.
And then yesterday I went through to Parker's. I went to watch Tony the King hosting.
You just went to watch?
Yeah, I just went to watch.
That's Thursday. You went there.
Yeah.
I like that vibe. Like the comedians can go to a comedy club. Because Robbie Collins, he said... It was like quite hectic going to a comedy club in England. And the bouncer's like, sorry, you have to, you can't just come in. And, he's, and he forgot.
But that's me now. That's I would love to go watch at Parker's, but I don't have 150
rand. I had to show the bouncer on the poster that I was on the, remember that 1900 gig?
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, that was such a success that they're doing it again in the 3rd of March.
That's so dope. Everyone is listening, Empress. Go watch that.
Did you enjoy it?
I love that.
It's kind of rock and roll, eh?
100 rand for that show. Parker.
Compared to, what is Blacks Only charge? 450 to 600.
Yep.
And you get and the next lineup, I think, is Nina Hasty. I think maybe Suhail's on that, but there's also a lekker lineup for the next one. 99 Rand at Empress. And Empress have given a lot more support to it because they've seen that it's actually worth doing.
It's a really cool venue and a cool show, so go.
All right. And then we got a surprise today because we've got the vice president of comedy is coming in.
Yes.
To do the state of the Comedy Nation address.
Yeah, because the president of comedy.
The president didn't want it. The president of comedy wasn't available.
Currently doing other things.
What?
He's just. Doing other, you know when people don't tell you what they're doing, but they're doing
also
things.
When people don't tell you who the president of comedy is, currently.
Yeah. I was avoiding that because I was I don't want to put a president.
So who is the current president of comedy?
There's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of mystery and.
Is it not John Flismas?
sorry,
Jason Goliath.
I had something in my throat.
Who's the president of comedy?
Well, it's not me.
Who wants that job?
Dave Chappelle. I'll take any comedy job.
So the president of comedy is.
Not available.
It's Trevor Noah.
Yes. Yeah. That's okay. what I was thinking.
That's our president.
He's our president.
And he's definitely not going to come to the show. I mean, yet.
So he's put the deputy in charge. Who's the deputy president?
That guy.
Is it?
The other one.
That's the one that's coming.
Yes.
Because I feel sorry. It's like almost like you've got Patricia de Lille's job, where you're like the mayor of Cape Town. You can see she's like struggling for it. Like, just give it up. What the fuck are you going to be mayor of Cape Town for? Cape Town's broken.
I did hear something on the radio about her wanting to leave or something. But she won't leave until something is dropped. So I'm like, guys,
she's caught up in all this scandal. Just push a glass off a table, she'll vibe.
The thing is, be a political person and not be involved in scandal. You're not a good political person.
Yeah.
You're actually not doing your job.
No. You're not. Yeah.
You've got to be involved in some scaly deal where they go, we're going to build a dam, but what else do you need? I need some tiling done.
We're not going to use cement. We're going to use PVC piping. Okay, build a dam. It's fine.
So that's what she's in trouble for. Little renovations to her house and a few deals that never went through without a bit of coercive.
That's the thing. She said she's not going to leave unless they drop those charges.
But also, she wants to go. She used to have her own political party called the Independent Democrats. Do you know about that?
No, I didn't know about that. But my thing is...
ID.
What kind of person goes, I will not quit this job until you drop the charges?
Yeah, so I'm guilty of the shit that I did.
Yeah, drop the charges and I'll fight. So now you just
and
forcefully...
And don't be mayor, especially a broken city like Cape Town. Go and say, can I be the mayor of Oudtshoorn? We've got ostriches, we have water.
A lot of ostriches.
And then also, we're coming up with the news. We've got a guy that has a water... So you said something about a water dude that's... what's the guy? He can solve... Cape Town's crisis.
The crisis.
We've got that in your mail. I'll read it to you. By the way, if you ever get email from Ryan Holiday,
it
will be in 7-point type and mostly spelling mistakes. I mean,
that's hilarious.
Ryan, spell potato.
I've got to whip out my phone because you corrected me. It doesn't have an E at the end.
There was a presidential candidate who was at school and he wrote on the board, he corrected one of the kids. So this is a 5-year-old kid, he's in the class. And he like giggles and goes, well, let me correct you there. And his potato hasn't got an E at the end. So it's not potato. It's just potato.
Potato.
And that was the least of the terrible spelling.
I can't remember his name.
Dukakis,
I don't know. Is that the least stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you really cucked me out about my poor grammar.
Okay, cool. Oh, the water allergy.
Yes.
Okay, so the theme of today's show is actually medical.
Very.
And what's nice is you both work up with ailments.
Mm.
And was it a Greek chick?
Yeah, she just did things we weren't ready for.
So you woke up. So you woke up. Your morning wood was
obscured
by the
my
neck
ailments.
Pain. And then it's quite weird that Ben came in here and spoke about masturbation off the bat.
Yeah,
and I mean that in a cricket kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he prepared that. Came in out with a plan. With
no, but I'm still trying to figure out where the relation came in because he said.
Yeah, just straight out, you just whacked out a fact like that.
Yeah, speaking of sore necks, like, wait a minute. My penis doesn't have
I wanted to know if there were any girls that died in that, if it's just guys.
True.
Probably just guys.
True.
But I would like, I want some girls to die.
But girls sometimes have a weapon. You want something to die.
No, they have AIDS. I mean like,
no,
not
man.
AIDS, like the
no,
sickness.
No, they have
like
an AIDS.
Yeah, yeah.
And like a walking aid or hearing aid.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that that's more dangerous if you have a weapon if it's electronically, if it's plugged in the wall,
yeah.
That's more dangerous than us with just, we just have what we have.
Even
so I'd like to also know how they would die.
Even his regular English has
typos. When you said rectum.
No, I said regular? Even his regular English has typos.
Yes. You actually make spelling mistake when you speak. I've never known a guy to speak spelling badly.
Typos.
Yeah, but yes, how would you die from masturbation? Is too much and you lose your body fluids?
I don't want to
even
go there. Yes. I don't want to go there. I would hate, the weird thing is that is the worst way to die, because the first person to find you has to
diagnose
this. They've just got that, you know, if someone's been murdered, you're like, oh man, this is tragic, and there's an accident, and
now
thing.
You just,
the first guy's like face palm completely, he's like, oh friend,
now you're just sticky
again. Yeah, I warned you about this.
It's not even your search history you have to worry about, it's what's on the screen
at the time. And also it'll be at the end of the video, so it'll be when everyone's chatting, you know, like after the porn, they kind of just chat. He's like, we're done now. And then so you're watching, it's like, oh, it's a documentary. Then you've got to then rewind it, because it's got that little circle where you can play it. Then you replay it. Now you're involved in the murder.
Yes.
Because you replayed the video because you wanted to see.
Yeah. Yes.
Then you're like, I wonder if there's time for a wank.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know my friend's just died, but he would have wanted. This is what he would have wanted. And then at the funeral as well, like everyone, you know, when they said this, they sort of handed over, it's called the open mic part of the funeral, where they go, we've done the procedures. Does anyone want to say something nice about Frank? And people are holding their hands in their laps like this.
Yeah.
As a respect to him.
But imagine being Frank's parents. Oh, how did Frank pass?
I'm sure Frank's parents are dead out of shame. Because they'd be like, we're going to do a mass suicide.
We're just going to plug
the car into the house and just gas ourselves out of shame.
He brought dishonor to this family.
Because also they kept saying to him, because the statistic was from 12 to 18. When he was 12 years old, they said, please bring in shame on the family. Mom, it's fine. I can give up. You know what I mean? I can stop, like smoking. Don't hassle me. I can stop whenever I want to.
My friend
used to drink brake fluid. And I said to him, you're going to die. He says, well, I can stop whenever I want to. That's ridiculous.
I love that joke.
Anyway.
My thing is, what was my thing? I forgot what my thing was. Damn it. My thing was there was a stat also.
So basically when someone forgets a masturbation story.
Useless stat. Right. So the dude some news article. I think it was BBC or something, they posted something and they're like, so a teenager died after over masturbating. He masturbated 41 times.
I like what he says. Daughter. Daughter, data, masturbate, masturbate.
Yeah, 41 times.
Alumni.
That's numbers.
41 times in a row. And then someone underneath it commented, and they're like, gents, okay, the limit is 41.
So now we know. That's good. I like the way they said gents. Yes. Like they've got a club together. Like, have you ever done 42? Apparently, there's also a limit to being lashed with a whip. There's also somewhere around there.
You push 41. Those limits, hey, Dave. What's the highest? What's your highest? 39.
No, they chuck you out of the club. Why are you hitting everyone?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't know that's how it worked. I thought we were, waiting to get left. No, okay. By the way, Michelle says hi.
And Michelle, here's the first thing, I think, as a podcast, to have if someone apologize for not listening.
Yes.
Like none of them. I don't care. Ben, Casper, the sex show. No one's actually sent. At 8 o'clock, hi guys, I won't be listening to the podcast because I'm going to be vacuuming shark shit.
No. You understand?
Like, the excuse is not only unique.
No, also quite frankly.
That's hilarious. Yeah, she does say, I made it only because I'm running late and
so I have a song
stuff.
For Michelle.
Almost in a wetsuit. Also say hello to Ryan and Eric the Viking. And hello, Ben. So, Ben, you got a hi.
Yeah, she said hello to Ben.
Ben gets a hi in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Fuck that. All right, so what we're going to do is...
Wait, but if
can
she's
we come
not
on his show?
No, if she's not listening...
How does she know?
This Michelle is playing games on our brains.
Oh, yeah, it is. Dave, I made it only because I'm running late with the backwashing and general shit.
Oh, that's the thing I just read.
Almost in a wetsuit. Also, hello to Ryan and Eric. Hello, Ryan. Now, the nice thing is that Sir Hale has arrived. But we're going
to
play a little trick.
You're not supposed to say...
No, we're going to play a trick on him. He doesn't know. Are you ready?
Okay.
How many doctor comedians do you know?
Two.
Okay, cool.
Three.
We're going to call him by the one that we both know.
Yes.
All right.
We all three
can
know.
Can we plan this? Production value.
No.
Jesus, this is terrible. The fact that
shout.
We actually...
Hey, don't shout into the mic.
Hello? Yes, and he's in his gear.
Scrubs, I don't want no
scrubs.
So ladies
and gentlemen, thank you, man. Thank you for...
Getting no love from me.
A doctor who's also a comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Mr.
Riyad Musa!
Yeah!
What a pleasure it is. And you are famous.
You are hella famous. No, wrong. He's not even on, Shame.
Oh, he's not even on.
That's the key. Get the guy a mic.
Yeah.
You're on now.
Hello.
Yeah, there he is.
No, am I? Yeah, you are. Yeah, I can't hear myself.
You don't have your... Must put your thing louder.
It'll help if you...
Yeah. Here you go. How are you, Sahel? Thank you for being nice. We had a bit of a Thanksgiving earlier. I thanked Eric for coming in from the East.
Thanks.
Okay. I thanked Ryan for being so overproductive this week where he sent ideas for the podcast. What the fuck are you doing? We don't have an idea what we do. And I realized that you've never been on this thing.
I have. I've been on this once.
But then why did you ask for directions to the place?
Because I just don't...
We can't trust doctors to find a fucking thing. People are dying while you're telling jokes.
There it is.
Dave got him first.
There it is.
How can you not know where you were? Are you just bad with directions?
I'm just terrible with directions. Okay. I've been here 7 years. I still don't know my way around.
Here? From where? Where are you from?
Durban.
I didn't want to assume that because you're Indian, you're from Durban. That would be...
Well, accurate.
It's Indianist.
It would be accurate in
It's Indianist. So, do you like curry? can you cook?
Yes.
Can you cook? Is it a fan? Because I saw at a wedding you were best man or something. Were you something?
Yeah, yeah.
Because hashtags are difficult to decipher. Because it's like best man, great vibes, great cake, ate some food,
Punjabi,
auntie,
session Tendulkar.
your hashtags were ming. So I didn't know if you were the best man.
Yes, I was the best man.
Were you chosen as a good friend of yours?
Yeah, I know. He lived with me for about six months. He was unemployed.
Also, are you unemployed?
He studied with me and then he was unemployed because the government says,
what
we
does
need
he do?
Doctors, but we don't have jobs for you guys.
Is he a doctor as well?
Yeah, he's a doctor as well.
That's so weird that you guys are both in a house together. You both sort of overachieved academics.
Was he jealous that you had a job and he didn't? Did you have doctor offs?
Well,
diagnosis on the spot.
He was somewhat jealous because, I mean, he was
not
broke
a doctor off
and
is.
Living on my couch. Yeah.
Okay, but now he's married a rich chick.
No, not really. And he has a job. He does have a job now.
Okay.
Safe.
Telemarketing.
And we actually,
listen,
I came up with an idea.
For him.
Yeah. Okay. So I told him while he was broke, why not go to Pick and Pay? Just work at Pick and Pay. We'll tell the E! News and stuff to just do a story on him. Like he's a doctor without a job.
So he gets famous.
Then he'll get a job. Then he'll actually get a job.
And also it'll highlight.
But don't you think that because people are healthier, the healthier we get, the less we need you?
True. But people aren't that healthy.
Yeah, the doctors
you know
are
we're
not
the leading, number one AIDS in the world here in South Africa.
AIDS, as in, because we spoke about masturbation deaths. I know it's low, and I know it's toilet humor, but it was a fact brought in by our other guest, because we got worried when you didn't arrive, so we hired another blow-up guest, that we call it. We call it a blow-up guest.
It was just
so you have to pump it up, and a guest just appears. And he said,
my girlfriend,
80 to 100 people die a year in Germany from masturbation
between
accidents.
The ages of 13 and
so
79.
I can find, sometimes, you know, when you masturbate, you got your, I'm left-handed, and your pants are down your ankles, and then the phone rings, and then you fall onto a giant spike. That could be a death.
Yeah, that could be a masturbation
death. So is it a masturbation death, or is it just a clumsy fool? always undo one pants strap. What do you call a pant?
Also, how many spikes? Why are there spikes all over
Germany? They're very close to the schools. Sorry. So that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So are people not healthy?
Well, people are healthy-ish. In South Africa, not really, though.
Really?
Yeah. Well.
So do we have the worst AIDS rate in the whole of the continent?
Whole of the world.
Don't say it like
technically in the universe, until we find aliens with AIDS.
South Africa or Africa?
We're winning.
So we won the AIDS Miss Universe.
So hang on, but there is actually a pageant like that, by the way.
Barred.
Do you those stats come to you as because you guys study it?
Well, when
you know.
We study, there was a guy with a beard and
he must be knowledgeable or a beer brewer.
Yeah. He, one of the two came up to us and he was like, he showed us a few graphs, and one of the ones that I remembered.
Was it a pie chart?
No, because then it would be pointless.
Who's
second?
It'd
be like 80% here. And
who's second? Who's second? Brazil or something like that?
So,
Sierra Leone,
number one, SA.
In the
it's
world.
Southern Africa. It's Southern Africa. So then there'll be like the next will be Mozambique, and then the next will be Botswana, and it'll all be here in Southern Africa.
So who's the
and
after
Brazil.
Us? Brazil.
Like in
so
Brazil.
Can't
after
we
this,
can't we
us,
send some people to go and fuck them so they overtake us?
Sadistic, but yeah.
Sure,
sadistic
statistic.
Who has the lowest AIDS rate? Is there a country that no one has AIDS?
Like Sweden.
I'm sure.
Because
Germany,
it's cold. They don't fuck.
Germany, but then well, Germany's
but then
got
they're
the
jerking off. But they're jerking off.
But they're jerking off. And then they come here and then they fuck. They love
us.
See. Yeah, they love.
But now, do you. At
so.
Half past nine every Friday, we have something called Breakfast Beer Club. Do you drink alcohols? Because
no.
I saw in the photo there was a possibility that you don't in
yeah,
the wedding.
A possibility, yeah. No.
So I'm guessing it was a very fucking
Can
boring
I have
wedding.
Coffee, though?
It was a very boring wedding.
Yeah, it was a bit. No, but so some of the people got drunk before and then came to the
wedding. That is so cool. It was like, at the wedding, I'm going to be Muslim.
But then
but
there was one
that,
guy.
I'm going in, I'm going big.
There was one guy that was throwing up. At
oh,
a wedding.
No, you see.
Does that happen?
Amateur.
Yes.
Rookie mistake.
Like, why would you, at weddings?
I've thrown up yeah, at yeah, weddings. Yeah. My own wedding. Lucky. He's like, do you?
Oh, God.
I so, do. Okay, wait. Breaking news? Oh, no, something. That's not us.
The news.
All right. Listening live. For the first time, we got a new listener,
hey.
Or a pod downloader.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
No,
so, he'll say hi as a doctor. Listen, the guy's listening in.
Hi.
A doctor in the room.
Hi.
Is there a doctor in the house?
This is the doctor.
So, you don't drink, but you have had some alcohols pointed at you.
Yes.
And then, comedy, how long have you been doing this shit?
This will be year number four this year.
Fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
So, that you've been doing comedy longer than you did
this
doctoring.
Yeah, 2018, 2014, yeah.
You've comedied longer than you've doctored.
Yes.
But you're in proper doctor gear now. You need this ugly V-neck.
I was working the whole night. I didn't sleep, man.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
You came to
How
listen.
Do you think I got
that
the
needs.
Day off to come to his
No,
do
that
this
is.
Thing.
Oh, you had to put in the hours. That's commitment.
Yeah.
I think that deserves the Just Now podcast song.
Beer of approval. He has to give it back because he can't drink it. Yeah.
Can I have a coffee?
No.
No.
So what were we saying?
What were we saying?
I have no idea.
As
we were
a doctor.
About masturbation
okay.
And
so do you know Riyad Musa as a personal friend? I don't know if Indians hang.
I've met him on a few occasions.
Come closer.
And
we like you.
One would think you'd know.
I've opened for him once.
Did he do that on purpose? Because to support other Indians? Up and coming
yeah,
doctors?
No, I don't know. He just was like, oh, cool, nice meeting you. You do comedy? Okay.
Okay.
You want to do 5 minutes before?
And also, you just woken up. And I'm honest,
I didn't
can
wake
you
up.
Take a picture
I didn't sleep.
Of him? Didn't sleep. Look at your hair. Looks stunning.
Really? Oh, thanks.
It's just. What is the secret?
Indian hair. Indian genetics. That's what it is. I mean, people buy this hair.
What Let part of India are you from?
Well, my ancestors. I'm not sure. Maybe we could check with your grandparents. They might know.
My grandparents were related.
So am I.
Springs, they were cousins.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit, that explains a lot.
So yours also. Have you got an arranged marriage?
Me?
No, not
I'm,
that.
No, I'm single.
No, but I'm saying like you know that your family will say to you, Suhail, this is your wife.
Why are you doing the head thing, Dave?
These headphones are very heavy.
No, they're not going to do that.
Not. But are you cool? Who has done? Is that still a thing?
It happens, yeah.
Sure.
My paternal grandparents tried.
Really?
Yeah.
To get you someone. This is really nice. He's going to be a doctor.
Yeah. No, I was already. But then they were like, but then I didn't do it.
Did you at least see the options?
They gave me one option.
Cousin.
No, not my cousin.
You know what's nice? That I'm playing the Deliverance theme. In the background while we talk about cousins. Go.
Yeah, so no, they one day my grandfather called me up. Yeah, I played loud.
No. This is a cool story to have this in the background.
I want to know how this ends.
The grandfather
called
you up.
And he's just like, yeah, I got a girl for you. I'm like, huh?
He sounds like the guy that phones me.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Is that Sahil's grandfather?
Exactly, it is. So then, he basically just said that he's got this girl, and this is her name, or her first name, and then here's her phone number, and I must just call her and like get to know her.
Where's your grandfather hanging around that he's meeting hot chicks that aren't good enough
know.
For him?
And are age
he's
appropriate.
He's like, listen, I really like you. I've got someone, I can't have you. But if you do send nudes, can you send them to Sahil, and he'll send them to me?
She's 50 years my junior. So you didn't contact her, huh?
Then
no.
We have a number.
He just looked at his grandfather and went, swipe left and put down the phone.
I did look at her pictures and I was like, not worth
it. No, if she was hot.
Can we have a name?
I'll arrange the show.
I'm not gonna drop names. What if she's that one listener?
That would be amazing.
That one new listener.
Oh, no, that's, that's a guy's got a name, Andre. But Andre could be a girl or boy.
Yeah. But yeah, he doesn't sound like an Indian girl.
Okay, this is nice quiz meet. What we do every week with any guest from now on, we did it last week with Melanie Walker. She got 10 out of 10.
Yeah, so the bar
is
high.
We do it off air, but we can do it quickly. First answer comes in your head. You got 10 questions. There's no time limit.
Cool.
And it's just because you're a doctor, you're obviously an academic and smart. So we just.
You've got no time limit, but because a 1 minute time limit. There we go.
I mean, technically, you have to end at 10.
Are you ready?
So
I'm ready. No, exactly.
Ready when you are.
Okay, so a griffin is a mythical creature formed from which two animals?
Eagle and a. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
We'll give you half a mark.
What is the name of the paranoid android in Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Don't know.
Bing!
Damage.
In a standard UK Monopoly game, the green sets consist of Bond Street, Regent Street, and which other one?
What? It's not a street. It could be a street.
Okay, cool.
What street?
Okay. We'll give you the answers after that.
Half a mark.
Which measurement of speed is equivalent to 1 nautical mile per hour?
What?
Wrong.
What boats? No. How do you measure speed of boats?
And planes.
Know. Okay, cool.
Ah.
In which year was Halley's Comet last visible from Earth?
1976.
Cool. Wrong, but that's close. Yeah. 2016. Okay, cool. I'm glad that... How many has he got, by the way? I'm not counting.
Two.
He's got two.
Okay. A half.
Thanks.
Also.
Jeez, thanks.
There was a half.
Okay, where on the body... Where on the body... There's enough. Would you wear a mantilla?
What? On your head.
Cool. Got it. Give him a point.
Okay.
According to the proverb, what is in the detail?
The proof is...
In the pudding.
The proof is in the detail. Okay. What is the last sign of the zodiac alphabetically? Not in the months.
That
what?
Is tough.
The last sign of the zodiac alphabetically.
Capricorn.
That would be C.
That's really hard at the time.
The alphabet ends with the bigger letters.
What a Z. So it would be Virgo. But carry on.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, shit. Even
okay, last two questions. What is the scientific name for caustic soda?
NaHCO3.
No, but what is the name? Like, don't give us
baking
the letters.
Baking soda?
Sodium?
The scientific name. You can't say, I poured baking soda on the project.
Sodium bicarbonate.
There we go. Woo. Sodium hydroxide.
3.5.
What?
Sodium hydroxide. Caustic soda. Sodium hydroxide.
Okay, we'll give it
this
three.
The hydrogen molecule moves across to the oxygen.
Okay.
It oxidizes right, the... Man. Wait, last question. What is the name of the last film directed by Stanley Kubrick?
Yo Ma.
I don't know. Because Yo Ma too. So
eyes wide shut. Well, how much did you get? Three out of ten.
And then you got ten.
Zero hours of sleep. That's not bad.
But that's not bad. But now what we're doing, we're going to do like a Top Gear wall where Melanie got 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
she answered every. That she had the same quiz as you.
Who is Melanie?
Melanie Walker used to be on TV doing Creator Hunt. Now she's got a gardening show. And Ryan totally had a crush on her.
Yeah, and she's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's like totally awesome.
Just don't die.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll give you an easier question. Gandhi spent many years in South Africa. What was his profession whilst here?
Lawyer.
Okay, we'll see. Nice Indian question.
Just to end off.
So, we have a very special guest today. We have the Vice President of Comedy.
Where is he?
He's coming now.
Right now. He's here.
He's here. Get him on.
Oh, damn.
He's actually here. He's not even going to phone in. Like last time we had the principal of Rachel Park High School.
NASCAR.
Phone in. He's changing the whole school. What else? What were his other plans that you said he must do?
Oh, no more penis-shaped foods in the tuck shop. No more hot dogs.
No more penis-shaped foods.
Yeah.
I've never done that. Do you have any penis-shaped foods?
No, well, it's inside. It's like enticing. Like,
no,
you know?
That's no ice creams. No hot dogs.
Yeah.
Nothing actually by mouth.
And no more oral presentations. No more speeches, which is good for the kids because when you're young. Yeah, when you're young. Unprepared orals are tough. So yeah, those are some of the changes he's putting in place.
Okay, so I need full silence for this.
Who's the wait? He doesn't have a name, does he? He's just gonna start talking.
It's actually
about
I think
stuff.
It's very similar to yours. His name is Werick Yamslim. Werick Yamslim. Werick Yamslim, the Vice President of Comedy. Just hold on.
Here comes that production value.
Alright.
And now the State of Comedy Address, brought to you by the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
It's a catastrophe, nothing less.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
Now it's worth playing twice. So the thing is, the State of the Nation was there, was not. So the President of Comedy is not here. So we've got the Vice President joining us now. And please, can you go?
You know, no one can hear.
This is full parliamentary music. No one can hear the podcast.
No one can
hear what's going on in there.
Yeah,
wait, so press one of these buttons. I'm so scared to press buttons.
Don't press
buttons. Okay, go.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Good morning, guys. My name is Eric.
I'm Slim. Vice President of Comedy.
I am the Vice President of Comedy. As can hear, there is a helicopter in the background because we need this protection detail. This is a very, very sensitive matter in the comedy industry.
No, because if you have to fuck off, you need a fucking helicopter.
At the moment, we do have 5 topics that we are trying to change and address. Currently, the club scene has been overwhelmed by an astounding amount of open spots who are calling themselves comedians after their first gigs on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We need to
put one gig, now you're a comedian.
We need to put a stop to this because you are not really a comedian yet. You need to put in at least 10,000 minutes of comedy.
I don't even know if people can hear this.
You are allowed to do comedy.
We've got him on loud.
But
okay,
also,
go.
It is a cool job because nobody pays normal people to watch them work. Good. Like, nobody has ever sold out an accountant's office.
So, next.
Secondly, gigs. There are so many gigs happening, and you do not have an excuse to not do comedy. So you can do your 10,000 minutes a lot sooner than you think. Also, new material is like practice games, and paid gigs are like matches, and open spots are just subs for both of them.
Okay, cool. Third item.
Agents.
Fuck them.
I don't know agents. We're trying not to deal with the agents.
Agents
were
on the show. They want a 50% increase in their 20%.
But if you're not earning anything like more, it makes a difference.
You just get an agent, Ryan. Yeah.
Basically, the agents are just trying to make our money. So you either get gigs or you get Charles Stiles.
What is that?
Charles Stiles.
Is he an agent?
Yeah. He's trying to be an agent.
Okay, cool.
Who is Charles Stiles?
Charles Stiles. Yeah. I want him ready just
he
for the name.
He sounds like he's a role.
Hi, this is Charles Stiles.
Don't worry, Eric Jensen will tell you more about Charles Stiles when he returns.
Okay. Okay.
Fourthly, corporates. They just basically sober golf days. So just be safe.
And golf days are?
Dave does a lot of those. You do a lot of golf
but
days, don't
I
you?
Like your, I want to dress like a doctor as well.
You can.
A golf day is basically...
Wait, here, here.
A golf day is basically a place that you go to and get paid to be heckled.
Well, then I just revealed the whole
they
secret.
They don't like you.
A golf day is a place
my
you go...
Video. Now we know that it's not the...
Oh, shit.
Because people are really convinced.
How do you know Eric Hansen isn't the deputy president? Yeah. Who rings the bell at the box?
I don't know.
The fucking deputy president, my friend. Who's the mayor of Cape Town? No one cares. If Jesus came to Cape Town, at least he could just walk on the land.
No, he wouldn't be able to do his trick. His best bit he couldn't do.
And lastly, item number 5.
Lastly, charity gigs. Charity gigs are amazing. The only problem is they don't pay. So if charity gigs can swap with golf days, that'll be amazing.
I'd be doing one soon, Dave.
Here endeth. What is that noise?
We are doing a charity gig.
I have to be honest.
Yes, we're doing a charity gig on the 14th of March.
My name is Frederick Manson.
Yeah. When is it?
In Lanesia.
No. No, you can't write this.
Back
is it
to
really
the hole.
Can't write
this. We are doing a charity gig for a school raising money for education. And
yes.
It's myself and you and... Who else is on? Oh, you just blew a kiss to yourself.
Yeah. No, there's people. There's people watching this.
If you get a filter for me, Indian filter, then
no,
I can put on.
Leave the Indian
just
guy.
Just for the hair.
Dave, get over it.
Snapchat.
I'm a human being, okay? I'm an Indian.
You're an overachiever.
I'm an Indian.
How was it basically?
What does that even mean?
Seriously, how difficult was it studying? What's the difficult part now?
No, it wasn't difficult, to be honest. Getting in is difficult. Initially, getting in is difficult.
Into the course.
Yeah. Getting in is
hard. One of those 7 distinctions
staying
in the trip.
Staying in school is harder. And then just don't do drugs.
Who's that going out to? So who would
this
you...
This is a live video. You're on my Instagram story.
But it's facing you, not us.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I'm thinking it's a bit of... What filter is that? The narcissistic filter.
Are you?
Yes, this is.
Put it on me. Put it on Ryan. Ryan's been bulking up for this interview.
Yeah, for this moment.
So he's difficult to get in. What did you need? Did you need to do a speech, send a thing? How did you get into medicine?
Yeah. So firstly, you got to do very, very well in academically.
So give us the marks. Come brag now. Come on.
How many
distinctions
did you get?
All of my distinctions.
What are the distinctions?
How many subjects?
All of them.
7. 8. 8.
You did 8 subjects. Got 8 distinctions.
Math paper 3.
Did they put your face in the newspaper?
No. I was smart, but I wasn't like that smart.
No,
we know.
Smart
we saw you
enough.
Do the fucking quiz. I nearly failed the trick.
I messed that one up.
Like properly. And this guy got 8 distinctions. And he doesn't know what the fucking hell his comedy is.
So, let me just put this here.
Yeah, so it's difficult to get in.
So nice.
Did you have to do a thing? Why are these kids struggling to get in university registering?
Because
what's
they're getting
the
40%
there?
For maths and still want to be
so
doctors.
So basically... So you obviously there is a quota system, and then there's and Indians for whatever reason have to get 1 point less than white guys.
Excellent.
So 40, you guys have to get 47 points, academic points, and A.
When you say you guys, I'm offended by that.
So you, the whites, have to get 47.
Because I'm tanned, man.
Oh,
I'm,
you love being called the whites. You apartheid whites only whites.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't like it.
I didn't spray that on the benches.
You didn't unspray it.
Yeah, you're right. Well, that is actually what apartheid was. I know you didn't support apartheid, but you didn't unsupport it.
So basically, you guys, white guys, 47. Had to get 47 points. We had to get.
So those
40.
Points are based on your score.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, all A's would be all A's and one. Yeah, all subjects at 90% and above.
Jeepers.
That's 47 points. 46 points is all subjects at like 90 with one at 80.
So what can I study? What can I study with
now,
25 points?
I don't Comedy. Understand why I had to get 46 points and a white guy has to get 47 points. Like what was
maybe,
I doing in a
Can you
party?
Maybe just become a doctor and stop trying to be a politician and just go, hey, get the points.
Yeah, okay, I got the points. Then I got in. Then I stayed in. And
it was it difficult? I mean, the subjects are hard. Is varsity life just... Affects you up or
some,
is it actual
some,
subjects?
Like, the hardest year for me was my second year. That was the cadavers you have to cut up and you have to do anatomy because it's a lot.
Did you not dig it?
Of memorization.
Oh, okay, so you got to
so
remember.
You got to remember every.
On a micro
bone,
level, did you do cellular or did you also just cut the?
No, you do the then you do the nerves, you do the muscles, you look at them under the microscope, you everything.
That's good, but I want my doctor to be able to know. What the hell was
on?
That?
Because
that's the next part of your quiz. I know it's a bit late, but we're gonna do news quickly. So, what happened to this man on the airplane?
Oh yeah, guys didn't do so good on airplanes this week.
The guys.
Yeah, men in general. Men are trash.
Okay,
so there was a guy on Alaskan Airlines flight to Seattle who went to the bathroom, got naked for no reason, and then refused to come out.
But when you say got naked, he took his clothes off and put them in a neat pile, or did he just throw them?
Here's the thing, there's not many details,
very small.
But they had to turn the plane around.
So you can turn a plane around for a naked man. Yeah. Why can't you land at the destination?
I don't know, I was also thinking,
do anything bad.
Maybe they were closer to where they took off. Anyway, so
I think
this
they
guy
just have a fear.
Had to be escorted off by a team so no one saw his wiener. And they did an excellent job because no one saw it. Same week.
How small was it?
Again,
so when you say escorted by a team, so they have a special wiener team?
Yeah, like
at
a SWAT team.
No?
They have a special like a
security of wieners on airline travel.
So they have a guy going, escort. We've got this. Get him in.
Yeah,
it's a code purple.
Yeah,
guys, what would it be?
We've been training for this for 5 years. It's finally
it's
our moment.
It's a blanket.
Yeah. Well,
they give you a blanket on the plane.
He probably didn't want to hold the blanket. He was a crazy man.
Ooh,
and there was another guy.
And
American
what was his
tourist.
Reason? No, they didn't find out.
No.
Okay, so you've got naked in planes. So that's a non-news. But it's funny.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted to join the Mile High Club, but I've never had anyone to join me. So I'll just stay in the toilet naked. When someone comes in, no, because you'll die. Talk
to
the mic.
A microphone, right?
Talk to the mic.
Oh yeah.
Check these comedian doctors.
Yes, sir.
First just thing about comedy is you must.
Yes, position. So, speaking
to the mic. You say why? But maybe he was masturbating. But that's not officially joining the Mile High Club. You kind of joining the Mile.
But why don't you? I'm just saying, why don't you, if you want to join the Mile Club, technically you joined it.
No,
if you ejaculated on a plane.
Oh, is it? Is that your rule now?
I
is that why they give you the blanket?
I assume.
The blanket for absorbing.
Yeah.
Those blankets are terrible.
Yes, wait, no, there's another guy.
Blanket. No, but if I'm in the toilet and I'm naked and you come in and I say, surprise, wouldn't we then have sex?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Okay. Cool.
I think that's what Harvey Weinstein did.
Surprise! And he wasn't escorted off the plane.
Yeah.
Because it was his plane.
Because he was actually filming.
Wieners on a plane.
Yeah.
Okay, so next story, also plane.
Well, now there's an American tourist in a Thai airport who, listen to this, supposedly got high.
Well, yeah, that's the idea of the podcast. You can't say listen to this because we really lost Andre. Andre says, I'm a guy. In that voice.
Yeah.
So he got high on Viagra and ran through the airport and chucked feces. True story. There's a video.
Stop him right there.
What?
How the hell do you get high on Viagra?
I mean, that's what I wanted to ask you, Dave. What happens when you take too much Viagra?
Tell us as our
I don't even waste my Viagra on it. If someone says they're coming on a date and you sort of take your Viagra, say now 3 hours before.
Yeah.
Is that right, doctor?
Mm.
Oh, fuck, he's useless.
Useless.
But I don't know anything
when
about Viagra.
You studied the nerves and the pumps. So when is it? What is a good time to take an aid?
Take Viagra.
Yes.
But Dave, you've been trying this for years. You should be able to tell us exactly the optimal time. I mean, it's person dependent.
And
I'd say if you have a date or something, so you need to confirm the date.
Yeah. There we
go. The worst thing is, so what I'll do is I'll maybe just lick it.
Yeah.
To get the so my penis knows. Hey.
Yeah, like primes.
It's like
you.
A what do you call a starter?
Yeah. Are you
so
saying
I lick the Viagra.
You're gonna lick the Viagra.
Yeah. So I crush. I don't crush it. I open up half it. Yeah. Then I lick the one side. Yeah. Then it's like an hors d'oeuvre. So your penis goes, hey, something's happening. So you get like a sort of lazy semi.
Yeah.
Then if she phones and says, listen, sorry, man, I'm sick or a thing. And then you're like, thank God I didn't waste that whole pull on that. Because then you can have a priapism. Is it right?
Yes, priapism. Oh, okay. See, so Dave knows.
Yeah, he knows about.
Do you know what priapism is? So priapism is an...
He thinks it's what the Egyptians did.
So priapism is an unwanted erection for more than 6 hours.
Hey, there's no such thing as an unwanted erection in my house. We'll find a home.
No, no.
I'm knocking on the door. Hi, man. Someone made me and they don't want me. Oh, well, you can just
come
stay
in here.
So, yes.
Come
okay,
in
so
here.
That's what happens. So I don't waste it. You know, don't phone me. Phone me and say you're on your way to my house.
Yeah. Yes. Don't take it because if she runs late, you're going to say hello with a full-on erection and that's...
Hello? Like you, how did you
door.
Just answer the phone with your penis?
Hello,
that's correct.
Hello. It's me.
Okay, so what I've got for you is some diseases.
Okay.
So you just tell us, is that the news?
There's
you know
other
like,
news.
So Hale plugged his phone into my laptop and now it wants to download photos. So I don't want
no, no, no. Don't do that.
Morning day.
Please don't do that.
Quincy Jones.
You might see some very strange
obviously, no, it's
pictures.
Obviously medical things.
Yes, there will be some vagina in there.
Well, that's right.
Hey, yo, same
but
like
now,
my phone.
Speaking about vagina, is there
Jones.
Some such a thing? You have to just say of true or false, and if it's true, you have to tell us. Is there such a thing as blue waffle disease?
Yeah, but it's not called blue waffle. But yes,
what's it called?
Discharge. No, it's like you can get.
But it actually goes blue.
I actually don't know what the real term, but I know it's a real disease.
Gross.
Guys, I haven't slept the whole night. Give me a break. Why is this a quiz show now? I thought we were just going to have fun and chat.
You're coming out to get grilled.
You didn't know.
I got news too.
Do you listen to the podcast? You know what? I just realized you don't listen to the podcast. We're obviously not going to ask non-doctors what blue waffle disease is, but if it's real, then is it cool? How do you stop it?
How do you stop it? Antibiotics, man.
Always.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, like
but
triple
okay,
therapy.
That's what it says. And mine's a
Am
Chinese,
I right?
Mine's a
I'm
Chinese
right.
Wikipedia.
Right.
So it said... Severe infection, then it just says, when coming to the blue waffles, it's such a serious infection, so you got to watch your diet and you must consult a doctor.
Okay, you must watch your diet.
You must also be aware of the issue, when you must take daily precautions,
stop.
Especially the food should be hygienic in at all time.
Stop putting
Wikipedia by a Chinese guy who does the directions on the iron.
I'll tell you something, you want to hear a freaky story?
Go.
So there's the closest thing, I don't know, to blue. I've never seen blue waffle, but I've seen HPV, which is very common in South
Africa.
Human papillomavirus. Oh, you know this.
You know, I studied physiology and anatomy for 2 years. I didn't make the third year.
Oh, you did? Did you study medicine?
No, it was physiology and anatomy, which is part of our human movement science.
Just that's it.
No, you're cadaver. You're getting there.
Yeah, no,
first,
I know.
Second year.
Okay, cool.
And I didn't, yeah.
That's nice.
So I got far as knowing the stuff.
Oh,
right.
So you know human papillomavirus.
I don't want to be technical, but I
get
need to
tested, start. Ladies.
No, you must.
Anyway,
it's important because it can be as young. It's cervical. You can find a whole lot of cancers by just being tested.
Yes, so just get the pap smear. But anyway, so there was this one lady who came in, and like she had. So
I bet you she was sent there by your grandfather.
Right? On the inside. Huh?
She was sent there by your grandfather.
That was the date.
He's trying to set you
up. That's why he didn't get married to her. He saw what was going on.
When you say grapes, on the sides of the lips.
Oh, inside.
Inside.
Hello. And she said the reason why she didn't come this long is because her husband enjoyed it.
See, now that's part of what the medical question is.
There was something inside there, just like giving him a
little massage. Which there was. So now the thing is, a lot of the doctor things you deal with aren't actually the thing that's wrong. They come in there with more with a social disease than the actual thing. You can fix that.
Yeah.
But you can't change someone's mind.
Wow, Dave, you're so...
So, but here's what we've got. So, speaking of that, so here's some stuff. Restless leg syndrome.
Restless leg syndrome.
Real or fake?
Real.
Okay. Heavy leg syndrome.
I don't know. That's fake. I've never heard about
that. Okay, good.
That.
Well done. He knows.
He knows. He's
Morgellons.
Morgellons. Disease or...
Morgellons. Morgellons disease.
Morgellons.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
It became a woman's fight to Congress who got funding... Because it's a fibrous growth underneath your skin. So it's like a wart, but it's actual fibers.
She drank lots of rum.
That grows in your under your skin. So they, he said, no, it could just
Captain
be.
Morgan,
they just said it's cotton or from textiles. If you work in a textile factory, you rub yourself against it. So she got funding from Congress to study more stuff about Morgellons.
Okay.
She came up with the name of her own fucking disease.
That's
to get funded.
Disgusting. Why would you do that?
To get
I would
money.
Never call. Like,
would you call it
short penis syndrome?
The heavy legs. Heavy legs is also a what they call it unpleasant sensation of pain. But they call it. They have a name for the diseases that people make up.
Yeah.
So here's. Yeah. Is this real? Autistic enterocolitis.
No, that's bullshit.
Okay, he's good. Or he's good. This doctor. This doctor boy knows his stuff. Right? Okay. What do you think it would be?
What?
What do you think it would be if someone came to you said, "I got, oh man, I got such hectic autistic enterocolitis." No one on the East Rand can even say that.
Yeah, they've got it.
You are retarded.
They definitely can't say exactly.
You are retarded.
You're from Benoni. Can you
say? We've got messages there. Like four of them just came in.
Now you have a doctor who's making me sick, and I don't have medical aid.
Well, then visit me at your nearest public hospital.
No, we've got. Yeah, there's a disease. This what is your one? That actual real disease? Laughing disease? Someone's died?
Yeah, clownitis.
Die from laughing.
Laughing death.
And the only, do you know what the cure is, Dave?
Go watch the Hell Show. No one's ever died laughing at one of you.
Yes. Thank you, Dave.
Water allergy, is that real?
No. Bullshit. Okay, you'll die if you have a water allergy.
No, there's a woman. No, there is. Real? 30 reported cases. That's not even even fake.
What? Yeah, they're allergic to the
ions. She's allergic to the ions in water, so she has to have distilled or filtered water.
That's okay, well, that's not a water. That's an iron
allergy.
In water.
Okay, but she...
Yeah,
she,
but tomato, tomato. I mean,
she showers.
Okay,
she showers for 10 seconds a week and can only drink Coke Light. And she's moving to Cape Town.
Yeah, it's the ideal city for her.
She's going to be a mascot.
She can replace DeLille as the mayor.
It's like, who is this chick? I only shower for 10 seconds every year. And they're like, she starts a group on fucking
those
WhatsApp.
Those are the type of tourists they want in Cape Town. Speaking of Cape Town, I'm going to Cape Town today.
Yes, what are you doing?
I'm doing the Cape Town Comedy Club for 5
Have you
nights.
Invoiced them?
5 nights.
You have to invoice them at the end of the month.
No, you invoice them weeks before you arrive. You'll get paid at the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next question.
It's a bit late now.
So next
question. Oh, well.
Okay, is there something
it.
Is there something
going
called
for the money.
You're not going to get paid. But when you go to Cape Town, are you going there to visit people or to do the club?
I've got leave for a week.
Okay,
so cool. I figured, let me go do some shows. I'm not just doing the Cape Town Comedy Club. I'm doing Armchair. I'm doing Sergeant
Pepper.
Go,
that's brilliant.
Street.
That's what I love about Cape Town. You can actually go and do a little tour.
Timbuktu tonight as well.
Brilliant.
Timbuktu.
Well done.
In somewhere.
So there we go. So you can see Sahel Issa tonight in Cape Town. Andre's in another land. So Sahel should stick to comedy because he's a shit doctor. That's actually a compliment.
Thank you. Thank you. I should stick to comedy because
quit
I'm
your day
a
job.
Doctor.
But you were really awake. Can we give a round of applause proper? Clapping for a guy that's actually stayed awake all night and then came to the podcast. Really?
I
nearly,
nearly
done.
Died in
We're
traffic,
nearly done,
I'm
by the way.
Lying.
What is Blue Shadow Virus?
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Is it real?
I don't think so.
Okay, because it's actually from Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Okay.
What is bonitis?
What is bonitis?
Bonitis?
Yeah.
No,
people
that's
get
bullshit.
It.
Come on.
Where is it from?
Where's bonitis from?
It's my movie.
Futurama.
Futurama.
I don't watch Futurama, man. Look, I don't have time for this. How much? How many more things you want me to do?
Thanks for coming to the podcast. He said, you could have tagged me in the thing. I'm like, most people just say thank you. Bonaplasia.
That sounds real.
Bonaplasia.
Yeah.
That's something I need in my life. But
he wants to plaze the boner.
Bonaplasia is actually real, but in fake, it was real enough to be written as a real Wikipedia entry. For the joke to work, on Saturday Night Live, a guy got a hard-on sitting next to one of the actresses that was on. And she said, that's quite disgusting. And he said, no, it's actually bonaplasia, and it's actually quite bad that I got it. Because he had a crush on...
Anne Hathaway.
So the Greek guy, Jason Sudeikis, on Saturday Night Live said, no, it's bonaplasia. So she's like, I'm so sorry. And he said, by the way, I'm gay, so I'm not attracted to you. I've got bonaplasia.
Yeah, bonaplasia.
So she said, I'm so sorry because I judged you and it's really awkward for you. It must be terrible.
Okay.
He said, yeah, I'm sorry. The next day she comes back to the show and now he's like, he got away with it. She says, listen, I read up on it last night on Wikipedia. He goes, that is fantastic. Also, I wrote that on Wikipedia.
That is brilliant. I feel like I'm just going to make up my own disease.
Just go to Wikipedia.
Okay, so Sahel Issa, we're going to follow you. What is your address?
Sahel Issa.
No, what is that thing on there? It's the Schnurwe.
Oh, on Twitter, at the _ Schwale.
I have no idea what that means, but please, can you just put what that means?
I don't know why I chose it.
Okay, cool.
You can change it. You're allowed to.
Yeah, I know.
The Schwale. The Schwale. Ryan, are you gigging, open micing?
Yes, Poppy's Monday. Wednesday Shakers. Hey.
I love the names. Poppies, Shakers. What's that other name?
Not so silly.
What's your one called where you worked?
Where
in Boxburg?
Soul Shack.
Soul Shack.
Soul Shack.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dave Lemson. This Quincy has been an hour of fantastic comedy for your ear holes.
Wait, man.
Quincy Jones did what? Shit. We got 1 minute left.
Quincy Jones accused Michael Jackson of stealing songs.
Well, you can because he's dead.
No, but I went to You've been hit by
a smooth criminal.
No, Eddie,
that's because he shaved his balls. I can't believe I shaved my balls. What's your name?
My name is Eric Hansen. We'll see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.